Seattle police are investigating the death of a Somali teenager who died this past weekend. The boy fell from an apartment balcony in the Capitol Hill neighborhood, and it's raised a lot of questions in the local Muslim community about exactly what happened. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Hamza Warsame was a student at Rainier Beach High School and also at Seattle Central College, where he was working toward college credits through the Running Start program.
And Hamza had the plan to go to university. He had a high hope and high plan.
That's Mohammed Mohamud, a longtime friend of the family. He's also a manager at Seattle Central and helped recruit Warsame into the early college program. News of Warsame's death spread after a tweet Saturday afternoon. The Seattle Fire Department said it was transporting a teen with life-threatening injuries who'd fallen about 60 feet. It happened at a Capitol Hill apartment where Warsame was reportedly working on a school assignment with another college student. Mohamud says the boy's parents contacted Seattle police through the weekend, asking who was investigating their son's death. They said the response was minimal, and SPD initially told them nobody was assigned to the case.
And this really frustrated and angered the parents why the police treat this case like it's nothing. It's a feeling that no parents should have and go through. You know, it's really sad.
SPD was unable to provide more detail about the interaction, but did say they'd look into it, and that Assistant Chief Robert Murner is personally supervising the case. The incident has put some Muslim students on edge at Seattle Central. On social media, some have raised fears that Warsame's death could be linked to recent backlash against Muslims. Police say they are aware of community concerns and caution people not to race to conclusions. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.